Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 86, Arjuna kidnaps Subhadra. but a little bit more than that, isn't there? Arjuna kidnaps Subhadra and Krishna blesses his devotees. Right? And we're in the... This section is Krishna blessing his devotees. Text number 51. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Brahmams Tenu Grahartaya Sampraptan Vidyaman Munim. Well, that should be Sampraptan Vidyamun Munim. Sancharanti Mayalokan Punanta Padarenupi. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Brahmams Tenu Grahartaya Sampraptan Vijamun Munin Sancharanti Mayalokan Punanta Padarenupi. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Brahmams Tenu Grahartaya Sampraptan Vijamun Munin Sancharanti Mayalokan Punanta Padurenubhi. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Brahmams Tenu Grahataya Sampraptan Vidyamun Munin Sancharanti Mayalokan Punanta Padurenubhi. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Brahmams Tenu Grahataya Sampraptam Vidyamun Munin Sancharanti Mayalokam Punanta Padurenubhi. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Namams Tenu Grahataya Praptam Vidyamun Munin Sancharanti Mayalokan Venubhi. Ladies, Brahmams Tenu Grahataya Sampraptam Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Lord said, Brahman, O Brahmana, te yo anugraha of bestowing benedictions, artaya, for the purpose, sampraptan, come, vidhi, you should know, amun, these, munin, sages, santaranti, they wander, maya, together with me, lokan, all the worlds, punantaha, purifying, pada, of their feet, renubhi, with the dust. The Supreme Lord said, my dear Brahmana, you should know that these great sages have come here just to bless you. They travel throughout the worlds with me, purifying them with the dust of their feet. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that Lord Krishna thought Shrutadev had shown too much reverence to him and not enough to the sages, and thus he turned the Brahmana's attention to them. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahayam Tadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Krishna is known as Stava Priya, which means he likes to be glorified. Well, everybody likes to be glorified, and Krishna's no exception. In fact, he's the beginning of everything. Anadir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He's the cause of everything. And so we like to be glorified, and that ultimately comes from Krishna. But isn't it interesting that and the reason why Krishna likes to be glorified, because he knows that sankirtan, that glorification of the Lord, is beneficial for everyone. It's our means of purification. Why we study the Bhagavatam every day, because it's full of glorification of the Lord. And anybody who regularly recites the Srimad Bhagavatam becomes pure in heart. Anybody who chants the name of the Lord constantly, regularly, they become pure. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. This process, and our process rests primarily on these two activities, hearing and chanting. Right? So Krishna appreciates not so much that he's being glorified, because he's the supreme pure and the supreme source, and so it's not unwarranted to, it's not false glorification, but Krishna's happy because the devotees, when they glorify him, then they become purified. It's appropriate, it's proper for us to worship and respect and glorify the Lord, and Krishna's pleased when we do that. Yet, however, it's interesting here, he's being glorified, but as is mentioned in the purport, Srila Sridhar Swami explains that that Shrutadev had shown too much reverence. Right? And so, what's Krishna doing here? Well, there's a number of considerations that we could make, or points of view that we could consider in meditating on this situation. That Krishna is humble, despite the fact that he's being glorified and praised, and he is the best, right? He is the best. Yet, he remains aloof and humble in spite of all of his good qualities and despite all of his potencies and prowess. Power, he's the supreme power, the supreme everything, yet unlike the conditioned souls, we have a little potency or a little power and immediately we become puffed up. Yet Krishna's demonstrating here what a wonderful character he has. Why he's the supreme? Because even though he is the supreme, he's also very detached and aloof from his prowess, and appreciates his devotees and their good qualities and their characteristics as well. Of course, ultimately everything's coming from Krishna, but it's not all one. We're not all one. We're Krishna's creation is variegated. It manifests in variety. And so whilst Krishna is the source of everything, at the same time he appreciates within his creations the other personalities that exist in harmony and in cooperation and even in contrast to him. And so he appreciates very much the qualities and characteristics of all of his creation, but especially the qualities and characteristics of his devotees. It's not a one-man show, right? So Krishna is happy to share the glorification and the appreciation, because he appreciates, right? Krishna appreciates the activities of his devotees. And so he wants Shrutadev to appreciate and to show some consideration for the sages, the saintly persons who travel, here is described. Parivrajakacharya in Juhu, we're reading the fourth, is it the fourth canto or the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam? Yeah, I think it's the seventh. And the qualities of the perfect person are being described, right? And the perfect person is the Paramahamsa. And that Paramahamsa is of course, our Paramahamsa is Srila Prabhupada. And we see in Srila Prabhupada these qualifications. We see the qualifications of the Parivrajakacharya, right? One who goes, travels all around and gives benedictions. It says here, my dear Brahmana, this is Shrutadev, you should know that these great sages have come here just to bless you. Of course, Krishna is also coming just to bless him. But in lieu of Krishna, we have the opportunity, when we associate with the devotees, to also associate with Krishna. We sing every morning, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadam nagati kutopi, in glorification of the spiritual master. By Krishna's mercy we get the association of the devotees. By the association of the devotees we get Krishna. Right? So important and powerful. This is an extremely powerful dynamic. The association of the devotees. And why is that? Because the devotees, even little devotees, not to speak of big devotees, but even little devotees, can give Krishna. They can give bhakti, the most valuable possession that one could hope to hold and to have is service to the Lord. Because within that service, we get an opportunity to realize ourselves, to know ourselves, and as part of self-realization, to know Krishna. And so, the association of the devotees is being emphasized here by Krishna. And for most of us, we're not going to get the personal. We're not going to be as fortunate as Shrutadev, right? That Krishna personally is going to knock on our front door and come in and give us his darshan, right? Highly unlikely. In the Nectar of Devotion, it's mentioned by Rupa Goswami, this mercy that Shrutadev is receiving is rarely achieved. That Krishna personally comes before the devotee and gives his association. But it's also rare, but not as rare, or shall we say, it's rare, but it happens more often than Krishna presenting him or coming himself personally. is the devotees appear before us. And we see this in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We see how, yes, the momentum or the impetus for our society comes from Srila Prabhupada, and he's the great devotee. He's the empowered acharya, the founder acharya of ISKCON. Nobody's going to replace his, nobody can replace his position. So we should always remember our relationship with Srila Prabhupada. But most of us here, I would imagine, have not had or did not have a personal relationship with Srila Prabhupada in his physical presence. Right? Hands up those who had met Srila Prabhupada in the physical form. Nobody. Nobody. Huh? Yet, we all feel like we have a relationship with Krishna. Right? Otherwise we wouldn't be here, I would imagine. Right? And we all feel that we have a relationship with Srila Prabhupada. And how did we get that? How did we arrive at that situation? How did we get that opportunity? We got that opportunity to have a relationship with Srila Prabhupada because of his disciples. Huh? And some of those disciples, I know, you know, in my case, it's an interesting situation. The devotees that first preached to me weren't practicing chanting 16 rounds and following the regulated principles. This is an amazing thing. Right? One of the first devotees that I met in person came to my house, my friend's shared house, to buy some drugs off of one of my friends. But this is maybe exposing where I came from somewhat. So forgive me. But this particular devotee, you know, when I was 16, I decided I wanted to be a vegetarian and I wanted to be a yogi. But I didn't know what a yogi was. Well, so put it this way. I had some idea of sitting in the Himalayas and, you know, meditating or whatever. So when this devotee came to my house, he was there to buy some inappropriate substances, but he couldn't help but preach to me. And I was interested. So you know what he did? He told me the story of Valmiki and how he came to speak or to write, if you like, the Ramayana, right? But previously he was a gunda, wasn't he? Right? This is the story that he told me. And he told me how Narada Muni had met Valmiki and encouraged him to chant, right? Which is what we do when we visit anybody. We encourage them to chant Hare Krishna. Right? But Valmiki, I don't know what his name was prior to that, but he said, I can't, I'm too fallen, you know, my life is just killing and robbing and thievery, and I can't chant the name of Ram. So he said, alright, chant the name of Mara, death, right? So Mara, Mara, Mara becomes Rama, Rama, Rama. Right? So that, now, it's interesting, that had a big impact on me, because earlier, when I was 16, that was when I was about 18, 19. When I was 16, one of the devotees was doing book distribution on the street. And I could see he was approaching me, and I thought, he's going to ask me for some money. Right? He's going to hit me up. So I thought, I'm not going to give him anything. Right? So anyway, he didn't ask me for anything. All he did was just gave me a card. And it was an invitation to the Sunday feast. And on the card, it said, you know, the invitation. And then on the back, it said, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And make your life sublime. So I stuck that on my pin-up board. Later on, when I was leaving home and I was in a tense situation with my parents, then I couldn't sleep. So I thought, I remembered the Maha Mantra. And I thought, mantra is for meditation. Meditation is for peace. If I can't sleep, I'll chant Hare Krishna. Not the right purpose for chanting Hare Krishna, mind you, but chanting Hare Krishna nevertheless. Right? So, when this devotee, I won't mention his name, although he passed away, told me that story about Valmiki and the Ramayana and how he became a devotee, that had an impact on me. Made me think more about the chanting of Hare Krishna. Right? Then later on, when Chinchiripa and I were just starting to go to the temple, a number of my friends were encouraging us. Yes, go to Mangalarti. Chant 16 rounds. Attend the morning program at the temple. So we started doing that. And then later on I realized, we're going to the temple. You're telling us to go to the temple, but you're still sleeping in. And you're not chanting your 16 rounds. No? So, now, why does their association, even though they weren't strictly practicing devotees, have an effect on us? No? Why? Because they're repeating Prabhupada's message. Right? They're coming in the parampara, and there's still some potency in those instructions. Right? So, not to speak of, or what to speak of, the devotees that are travelling with Lord Krishna, like the brahmanas, the parivrajikacharyas, the paramahamsas that are travelling with the Lord, who are going to be endowed with all potencies, pretty much. Even the little devotees have potency and should be respected. Right? Very powerful. And so even Krishna appreciates his devotees and their potencies. By the association of the devotees, we can get the association of Krishna. So the devotees are very much appreciated by the Lord, and Srutadev has glorified him, but now he wants to see also that his, and in fact coming up a famous verse, or a significant verse in the Bhagavatam, where Krishna says, the devotees are more dear to me than myself. Practically speaking, that's what he says. Right? I had a preview and looked ahead in the verses. So, the Lord is encouraging Srutadev to appreciate also his associates, because the mood of the devotees is very special. They travel from place to place in order to bless others. Anugrahataya sampraptan. They come or they go for the purpose of giving blessings. And as a consequence, they purify every place they go. And how do they give blessings? They give instructions about how they glorify the Lord. And they encourage devotional service. Even as I mentioned, even sometimes in a fallen condition, they can't stop their inclination to preach. And as a consequence then, they're giving opportunities for devotional service, devotional practice, which purifies everybody. So we should follow Krishna's example, follow in his footsteps, and appreciate the devotees and their good qualities, especially that they're very dear to Krishna. In the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "There is no one more dear to me than those who teach this knowledge to the devotees." Which is really the purpose of the brahmanas, is giving education, giving knowledge. Jnanam vijnanam. They understand theoretically and they know how to put things into practice. And so they teach accordingly. We should aspire to follow in the footsteps of the devotees, thus qualified, and should become like them, and we should appreciate the benefits and the value of the association of the Vaishnavas. Does anybody have any comments or questions on any of these points? Yes, Bibi.
Thank you for the wonderful talk. So are you saying that necessarily a person who is going to preach doesn't have to be strictly practicing the regative principles, chanting 16 rounds, etc.? Because that, as far as I'm aware, I thought that it's before you start preaching actively, you should try and improve your level, so to speak.
Yeah. Yad yad acharati sreshtas. We should follow the good examples, not the bad examples.
Yeah.
No, that's not my point. My point is that even devotees who are fallen still will preach, and there'll be benefit from that. It's not the best, obviously. The best is practice what you preach. That's the best. That's what's recommended. But even if a devotee is not practicing, they'll still preach, and some benefit can be had by those who hear from them. Because if you're repeating Prabhupada's message, right? So you're like a message, and Prabhupada says that, you know, the effectiveness of a devotee is the ability to give Krishna's message without adulteration. Of course, you know, you should really follow what you're... It occurred to me afterwards, this is hypocritical, this is contradictory. But they gave me good advice. And I was fortunate enough to follow. There's a Prabhupada quotes a Chanakya aphorism, right? You can take gold from a filthy place, right? You can take a qualified wife or partner from a lower caste, right? And you can take advice, good advice, from a fool. Right? If a fool gives you good advice, don't ignore it. Right? Even if he is a fool. So, yeah, take the essence, the good, ignore the bad. And, you know, in this day and age, one has to become expert at doing that. Huh? How does that sound? Yeah. You know, Prabhupada gives the example. If you want to teach people not to smoke, you better not smoke yourself. Anything else? Okay. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shruta Dev Prabhu Ki Jai
His Grace Aniruddha Prabhu Ki Jai
Hare Krishna.
We would also like to take this opportunity to welcome Achintya Rupam Mataji. So